Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing on to 2 Samuel chapter 19. We'll try to finish this today if we can. And David has been restored as king. He's coming back into Jerusalem. He's about to cross the Jordan over to Jerusalem. And the northern tribes have agreed to this. Southern tribes have agreed to it. Now, the various people that have been against David in different kinds of ways are coming before him and groveling in various ways. And David is being very magnanimous, and he's forgiving some things. Verse 31, listen to this. Now, Barzillai, I'll say it that way, okay? I've said it two or three different ways. We've seen him before. The Gileadite had come down from Rogalim, and he went on to the Jordan with the king to escort him over the Jordan. So this was a guy that had been very supportive of David. And he goes down, and now he's going to escort him across over the Jordan down there. Verse 32. Now, Barzillai was very old, being 80 years old. You know, sometimes I wonder right here, this is just me speaking, is 80 years old very old? It's getting younger every day, right? But he was 80 years old, and he's described here as very old. And he had sustained the king while he stayed at Mahanaim, for he was a very great man. Oh, yeah. Now we go. I remember this guy. He's the one that when David was staying there with all his entourage, they brought all the food and stuff. Remember? Yeah. That's him. Yeah, now we remember, right? Yeah. So he had to sustain David. And because he was a very great man, which means he had pull, he had resources, et cetera, et cetera. Verse 33, the king said to Barzillai, "You cross over with me, and I will sustain you in Jerusalem with me." He says, "Man, come on over here. Come live with me. I'll take care of you. You will want for nothing." But Barzillai said to the king, "How long have I yet to live that I should go up with the king to Jerusalem? I am now 80 years old. Can I distinguish between good and bad? Or can your servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Or can I hear any more the voice of singing men and women? Why then should your servant be an added burden to my lord, the king? Your servant would merely cross over the Jordan with the king. Why should the king compensate me with this reward?" So let me stop right there. He's saying this, "Hey, I'm old and I'm falling apart." You know, and, you know, he may or may not have actually been experiencing all this, but probably was, you know, because as you age, he couldn't taste what he normally would taste. He couldn't drink. He couldn't hear as well. He wasn't going to be partying with the singing and the men and the women anymore and that kind of thing. And he didn't want to be a burden. He wouldn't be able to add to what David was doing and what needed to be done. And he said, you know, "Why do you feel like you need to compensate me with this kind of reward?" No. Then he said this, verse 37, "Please let your servant return that I may die in my own city, near the grave of my father and my mother." So he's saying, "Let me just go home and let me just die there. I appreciate the offer." But then he says this, verse 37, "However, here is your servant Kinham. Let him cross over with my lord the king and do for him what is good in your sight." Okay? And so this guy was probably the son of Barzillai. Okay, probably something we don't know, okay? But Barzillai was being very, very shrewd right here. He's saying, "Hey, you know, I can go across. I'm not going to live that much longer, and I'd just be a burden to you." And that's all totally, absolutely true. But he says, "You know, since you offered this right here, can I send my son in my place?" "Oh, yeah, you offer to take care of me, you know, but can we do it a little longer here through the next generation?" And the king, verse 38, said, "Kingdom shall cross over with me, and I will do for him what is good in your sight, and whatever you require of me or choose of me, I will do for you." He says, "Yeah, I'll take the boy. I'll take your son. And then you let me know whatever you require, whatever you want me to do, whatever is good in your sight, I will do that." That's really sort of an amazing thing, is it not? Then verse 39, "All the people crossed over the Jordan, and the king crossed too. The king then kissed Barzillai and blessed him, and he returned to his place." So you see how much David loved this guy, because the guy had taken care of them in the most grievous of time. David speaks a blessing over him. Now, the last few verses of the chapter. "Now the king went on to Gilgal, and Kinam went on with him, and all the people of Judah and also half the people of Israel accompany the king. So this is a lot of folks, okay? They crossed over. And behold, all the men of Israel came to the king and said to the king, why has our brothers, the men of Judah, stolen you away and brought the king and his household and all David's men with him over the Jordan? So you think, what's going on here? Well, remember how the tribes of the north of Israel that had gone with Absalom, they came back and said, hey, we want you to come back and be our king. And David said, okay, they worked it out. But then David sent word to the elders of Judah and said, hey, do you want to be the last to join this? You know, you are my family. I am of you. And they said, no, we want you to be our king too. And Jerusalem is located in Judah. I'm not too sure that the men of Israel weren't thinking about relocating things, okay? So now there's a bit of a squabble over it. And they're accusing the men of Judah of stealing away their king and bringing him across the Jordan and parading him, dare I say, escorting him before those of Israel get there. Watch what happens, verse 42. Then all the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, because the king is a close relative to us. Why then are you angry about this matter? Have we eaten at all at the king's expense, or has anything been taken for us? In other words, they're saying, have we had any advantage over all this that y'all have? Then the last verse for the day, 43. But the men of Israel answered the men of Judah and said, we have 10 parts in the king. Therefore, we also have more claim on David than you. What? Then they continue. Why then did you treat us with contempt? Was it not our advice first to bring back our king? Yet the words of the men of Judah were harsher than the words of the men of Israel. So what's going on here? They're getting in a family feud here because the men of Judah had brought David across the Jordan to be king before the men of Israel could have. And the men of Israel saying, do we not have 10 parts in the king? Well, they did. There's 12 tribes. Okay, 12 tribes. Judah's one tribe in the south. That leaves what? 11 tribes. 10 of those tribes were the north. One tribe, Benjamin, was basically absorbed. I don't want to say it quite like that, but wasn't the southern. But that's not what's being addressed right here. More than likely what's being addressed was the tribe of Levi, because they did not have any land per se. According to the law, God set it up that way. And so they would refer to the 10 northern tribes. And they're saying, hey, there's more of us than there are of you. So they get in this contemptuous fight. And it says, yet the words of the men of Judah were harsher than the words of the men of Israel. What is that about? Well, we're not sure yet, but we're going to find out in the next chapter. It gives us some understanding into it. Right now, just know this. The words of the men of Judah were harsher than the words of the men of Israel. We'll see more, right? Again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you then. Goodbye.